News. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Florida residents are mobilizing to help Hurricane Melissa victims.
As communities across the Northern Caribbean are dealing with the aftermath of Hurricane Melissa, volunteers at a warehouse in Coconut Creek, Florida, are working to assemble emergency care kits loaded with food, water, and hygiene products for hard-hit Jamaica. Susan James Casserly with Food for the Poor.
It's change the whole landscape.
James Casserly is originally from Jamaica and plans to join relief efforts on the ground there. The storm has left many without homes, power, or communication. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Listeners wishing to make donations to support the current Hurricane Melissa relief efforts can go to the website foodforthepoor.org/Melissa25. Congressman Riley Moore of West Virginia has formally urged Secretary of State Rubio to redesignate Nigeria as a country of particular concern under the International Religious Freedom Act, citing severe and escalating persecution of Christians.
Just this year alone, 7,000 have been killed. That is 35 a day. And I just got a report in here this morning that this week a pastor at the United Church of Christ in Nigeria was murdered and 20 of his parishioners were kidnapped by Islamic terrorists. This continues to go on every day.
And Congressman Moore spoke with the Salem Radio Network. President Trump urging Senate Republicans to deploy the so-called nuclear option and end the 60-vote filibuster rule to pass the funding bill and reopen the government. So far, Democrats refusing to give up their demand for $1.5 trillion in new spending. All the major indexes thriving right now on Wall Street. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 37 points. NASDAQ up by 168. This is SRN News. A new poll asks Americans about abortion pills.
It comes from the pro-life Charlotte Lozier Institute, and it reveals that 70% of likely voters say they believe a woman should have to see a doctor before being granted a prescription for abortifacient drugs. And that includes nearly 60% of voters who identify as liberal. 70% of voters also think it would be a good idea for the FDA to restore the safeguards applied to the distribution of abortion pills, which President Biden rescinded. Michael Harrington reporting.
Erica Kirk, the widow of conservative activist Charlie Kirk, has sparked a national conversation about the Bible's admonition that we forgive. She has publicly forgiven the man charged with assassinating her husband in September, and her words have inspired others. Actor Tim Allen says he's now forgiven the drunken driver responsible for his father's death. California pastor Jack Hibbs, who leads Calvary Chapel, Chino Hills, and is a friend of the Kirks, calls those words from her incredibly powerful. This is SRN News. There's a voluntary recall affecting blood pressure medications.
The FDA says drug makers, including Teva Pharmaceuticals, have recalled over 500,000 bottles of prazosin hydrochloride capsules, a medicine prescribed by doctors to relax blood vessels. It's sometimes used to treat prostate issues or prescribed off-label for nightmares and sleeping problems associated with post-traumatic stress disorder. Some of the recalled prazosin hydrochloride capsules contain nitrosamines, impurities that form during manufacture or storage as substances degrade. Low levels of nitrosamines are common in water and foods, but because they're considered potentially cancer-causing, the government has set daily intake limits. I'm Jennifer King.
Disney has pulled all of its channels, including ABC and ESPN, from YouTube TV. That's after their negotiations failed. Subscribers are losing access, and YouTube TV is offering a $20 credit to those affected. More from SRNNews.com.